My name is Quang Nguyen, and I'm a PhD student at Dartmouth College. I'm here to present to you my poster for my current project, where I'm developing a new method to generate taxa-set enrichment scores for microbiome relative abundance data. In standard microbiome analyses, researchers often aggregate variables to sets of taxa, often the taxonomic categories we're familiar with, such as genus, family, and phylum. This approach, unfortunately, doesn't allow for comparison across sets of different sizes, and intersample synthesis are not preserved under aggregation. Here, our method, titled CILR, leverages the isometric log ratio transformation to generate sample-level enrichment scores for sets of taxa. Our method is then tailored to the compositional nature of microbiome data. The sample-level scores can be used for data visualization purposes, as well as to be used in downstream analyses and utilizing the entire spectrum of statistical tools available. Our formulation of the CILR is the isometric log ratio statistic defined for each set, as the scale log ratio, the geometric mean of the composition of variables in the set, and the geometric mean of the composition of the variables outside the set. This is also equivalent to a competitive hypothesis in the gene set testing literature, which means that we can use CILR to perform enrichment testing at the sample level. The CILR procedure includes first computing raw CILR scores for all sets. Then we estimate an empirical null distribution by computing CILR scores on column permuted data and fit a parametric distribution. To account for variance inflation due to correlation, we combine the location estimate, or the mean, fitted on permuted scores, and the scale estimate, or the variance, fitted on unpermuted scores. In our results, first we showed the ability of CILR to test for enrichment at the sample level. Across both real data analysis and parametric simulations, we showed that CILR can attest for significance controlling for the appropriate type 1 error, but unfortunately the trade-off is much lower power. Using AUC, we can also evaluate the informativeness of CILR scores. This analysis shows that samples that are highly ranked using CILR scores also more likely to be samples with a set of interest has an inflated abundance. Finally, we demonstrated that CILR scores can be used in downstream prediction models using a random forest model. We showed that CILR scores have good performance across both 16S and whole genome sequencing datasets, even though it doesn't significantly outperform competing methods.